You know that feeling when a woman walks into a room and it's like the molecular structure of the air just shifts? It's not necessarily that she's the loudest or even the most conventionally dressed, but there's this invisible pull. You find yourself wanting to catch her eye, wanting to hear what she has to say, and honestly, just wanting to be in her orbit. I used to think that was some kind of genetic lottery win, something you're just born with or you aren't. But what if I told you that being irresistible is actually a skill set? It's a combination of presence, warmth, and a very specific kind of power that anyone can cultivate if they know which levers to pull.
It's funny you say that, because the research really backs you up. Charisma isn't this magical, ethereal gift. It's actually the result of specific nonverbal behaviors. It's about how you signal your value and your openness to the people around you. Think of it like a radio frequency. Most people are broadcasting static because they're anxious or distracted. But an irresistible person is tuned into a very clear, high-quality signal that makes others feel instantly comfortable.
I love that analogy. It's less about performing and more about how you make the person in front of you feel. I've definitely had those moments where I'm talking to someone and I can tell they're already thinking about their next sentence or looking over my shoulder for someone better to talk to. It feels terrible.
Exactly. And that's the first thing to flip. To be truly magnetic, you have to master the art of being present. When you give someone your full, undivided attention, it creates a visceral reaction in them. You're essentially telling them they are the most important person in the world at that moment, which is incredibly rare and, frankly, addictive.
It's so true. We're all starving for that kind of validation. So if we're looking at how to actually build this irresistible aura, where do we even start? Is it an internal mindset shift, or is it about the external stuff, the way we move and speak?
It's both, but it starts much deeper than your outfit or your posture. It starts with how you handle the mental noise that usually gets in the way of your natural warmth.
So if presence is the goal, what's actually stopping us from being present? Because I know for me, if I'm at a party or a networking event, my brain is usually a chaotic mess of, do I have spinach in my teeth, or did I just say something incredibly awkward?
That's exactly the barrier. That internal monologue of self-criticism is the ultimate charisma killer. When you're caught up in your own head, your body language reflects that tension. You might look stiff, or your eyes might dart around, which people subconsciously interpret as you being dishonest, uninterested, or even cold. To be irresistible, you have to learn to silence that critic, so your natural warmth can actually reach the other person.
It's like a physical blockage. If you're worried about yourself, you can't possibly be focused on them. I read that even small physical discomforts, like your shoes being too tight or being a little bit cold, can actually lower your charisma because your brain is occupied with the discomfort instead of the connection.
That's a great point. It's about managing your internal state so you can project power and warmth simultaneously. If you have power without warmth, you're just intimidating or arrogant. If you have warmth without power, you can come across as overeager or even a people pleaser, which isn't actually magnetic in the long run. The sweet spot, the place where people really want to be near you, is right at the intersection of both.
I think that's a really important distinction for women specifically. Sometimes we're taught that being nice is the same as being likable, but nice can feel passive. Being irresistible feels much more active. It's about having that femme fatale energy, not in a manipulative way, but in a way that shows you are a high-value person who knows your worth.
Right. It's that quiet confidence. It's the likability factor. You want to increase your L factor by being someone who provides emotional value to others. When you walk into a room, you aren't looking for who can give you attention. You're looking for who you can give your attention to. That shift in focus from taking to giving changes everything about your energy.
Okay, so if we've cleared the mental decks and we're focused on the other person, how do we actually signal that? I want to know the secret handshake of social interaction. What are the small things that make someone feel like, wow, I really like her?
One of the most powerful tools is actually something called the eyebrow flash. It's a tiny fraction of a second upward movement of the eyebrows when you first see someone. It's a universal sign that says, I'm not a threat, and I'm genuinely happy to see you. If you do it consciously when you greet someone, it bypasses their logical brain and sends a direct friend signal to their subconscious.
Oh, I've noticed people doing that. It makes you feel instantly welcomed. It's such a small thing, but it's like a green light for conversation. What else? I've heard about the flooding smile. Is that a real thing?
It absolutely is. Instead of giving a quick, robotic smile the second you make eye contact, you pause for just a beat, look the person in the face, and then let a big, warm smile flood over your face and into your eyes. It makes the other person feel like that smile was created specifically for them, rather than just being a default expression you wear for everyone.
That's beautiful. It's like you're giving them a tiny gift of recognition, and it ties back into that idea of making others feel seen. I think another big part of this is how we use our bodies. I've noticed that people who are really irresistible don't fidget. They have this stillness about them.
You're spot on. Excessive nodding or constant fidgeting can signal a lack of confidence or an overeagerness to please. To project that high-value femme fatale aura, you want to minimize those small nervous movements. It's about sticky eyes, not looking away too quickly when someone finishes speaking. You keep your gaze on them for just a moment longer than usual, which signals deep interest and confidence.
It sounds like a lot to remember, but I guess when you're actually feeling the warmth internally, these things start to happen more naturally. It's about aligning your outside with your inside. But what about when we actually start talking? How do we keep that magnetic pull going once the conversation starts?
This is where the likability factor really kicks in. Likability isn't just about being sweet. It's about your ability to create a positive emotional experience for the other person. One of the best ways to do this is through empathetic listening. You're not just hearing their words. You're looking for the emotion behind the words and reflecting it back to them.
So if someone tells me they had a stressful day at work, instead of just saying, oh, that sucks, I should try to actually meet them where they are emotionally?
Exactly. You might say, man, it sounds like you're feeling really overwhelmed right now. When you label their emotion, it makes them feel deeply understood. It's a technique used by hostage negotiators, but it's just as effective at a cocktail party. It builds an instant bridge of trust.
I also think we need to talk about the power of the big baby pivot. It sounds funny, but it's such a great tip. When a new person joins the group, you don't just turn your head. You pivot your whole body toward them, like you're giving them the same total attention you'd give a cute baby. It's an incredibly warm gesture that makes the newcomer feel instantly included and valued.
That's a classic, and it works because it's a high warmth signal. But remember, to be irresistible, you also need that touch of power. You don't want to be too available or too eager. There's a certain mystery that comes from not over-explaining yourself. You can be warm and engaging while still maintaining your own boundaries and a sense of self-possession.
Right. It's that balance. You're inviting them in, but you aren't chasing them. You are the prize. And part of being the prize is having your own social capital, knowing how to make others look good. If you're the person who introduces people to each other and highlights their best qualities, you become the hub of the social wheel. Everyone wants to be around the person who makes them feel like a star.
We've talked a lot about interactions, but what about the energy you carry even before you speak? There's this concept of metta, or loving kindness, that can actually change your physical presence. If you spend just a minute before entering a room thinking about things you genuinely appreciate about the people you're about to see, your facial muscles soften, and your body language becomes naturally more inviting.
I love that. It's like preloading your system with warmth. It reminds me of the friendship formula, which says that friendship is a product of proximity, frequency, duration, and intensity. If you want to be the person everyone wants to be friends with, you have to show up consistently and bring that intensity, meaning that high level of focused attention and emotional connection every time.
And you have to be relevant. To be likable, you have to find common ground with others. It's not about being a chameleon and changing who you are, but about highlighting the parts of yourself that resonate with the person you're talking to. It's like finding the common thread in a conversation and pulling on it until you've woven a connection.
And let's not forget the power of praise. But not just generic, I like your shoes praise. It's about grapevine glory, where you tell someone something nice you heard about them from a third party, or accidental adulation, where you casually mention a compliment as if it's just a known fact. It feels much more sincere than a direct compliment and makes the person feel incredible.
It builds your L factor instantly. When you become known as the person who sees the best in others, people naturally gravitate toward you because they want to see themselves through your eyes. You're essentially creating a halo effect around yourself.
It's almost like you're creating a little ecosystem of positivity wherever you go. Who wouldn't want to be a part of that? But I know for some of us, even with all these tips, there's still that lingering fear of rejection or not being enough. How do we handle that?
That's where the power side of the charisma equation comes back in. You have to cultivate an internal sense of worth that isn't dependent on the room's reaction to you. The femme fatale archetype isn't about manipulating others. It's about owning your own space and being comfortable in your own skin. It's about presence, the ability to be fully in the now without being hijacked by your anxieties about the future or regrets about the past.
So it's about that inner game. If you truly believe you are a high-value person who has a lot to offer, that belief will radiate outward. It's like the parrot's response. If someone says something that might be a slight or a challenge, instead of getting defensive, you just calmly repeat the last few words of what they said as a question. It shows you're unfazed and puts the ball back in their court.
Exactly. It's a low reactivity move. High status, magnetic people don't overreact to social friction. They stay cool and composed. They use visualizing to stay calm, imagining themselves being bathed in warm light or having a literal hug from someone they love right before a high-stakes interaction. It sounds simple, but it actually changes your physiological state.
It's like you're hacking your own nervous system. I think another part of that confidence is being okay with a little bit of silence. You don't have to fill every gap with nervous chatter. A magnetic woman can hold a pause. She can look someone in the eye and just be. That's incredibly powerful.
It really is. Silence can be a tool for connection if you're comfortable with it. It allows the other person to fill the space and share more of themselves. And when you do speak, you want to use empathetic statements that start with "so you" rather than "I." It keeps the focus on them, which, as we've established, is the most irresistible thing you can do.
This has been such a deep dive, but I want to make sure we leave you with some really concrete things you can start doing today. Because becoming irresistible isn't something that happens overnight. It's a practice.
Right, so let's break it down. Start with your mental state. Before you walk into any social situation, take 30 seconds to practice metta, just wishing the people in that room well. It will soften your face and make your eyebrow flash feel totally natural when you walk in.
And once you're in the room, remember the flooding smile. Don't give it away for free to every wall and chair. Wait until you make eye contact with a person, let it linger for a second, and then let that smile take over your face. It makes people feel like they've just won a tiny prize.
Then, when you're in conversation, focus on being a value provider. Look for ways to boost their L factor by using grapevine glory, mentioning something positive you've heard about them, or by using empathetic statements to mirror their feelings. Make it your goal to have them leave the conversation feeling better about themselves than they did before they met you.
And don't forget the physical stuff. Keep those sticky eyes on them for just a beat longer when they finish talking. Avoid the nervous fidgeting. Practice stillness. If you feel yourself getting anxious, use that visualizing technique. Imagine a warm, protective energy around you that keeps you present and calm.
Finally, embrace the big baby pivot. When someone new enters your circle, give them your full body attention. It costs you nothing, but it makes you the most welcoming, high-status person in the room. You're not just a person people want to be around. You're the person who makes the whole environment better just by being there.
It's amazing how these small shifts in behavior are actually rooted in such deep psychological truths. Being irresistible isn't about being perfect or being someone else. It's actually about being more you, but a version of you that is focused, warm, and confident enough to let others shine.
Well said. It's about removing the barriers of self-consciousness so your natural light can actually get out. When you stop worrying about whether people like you and start focusing on how much you can like them, you become a magnet. You're not just someone everyone wants to be friends with. You're a source of warmth in a world that can sometimes feel a bit cold.
I love that thought. It's such a gift to give to the people around you. And the best part is, as you start practicing these things, the flooding smile, the empathetic listening, the presence, it starts to feel more and more natural. You aren't faking it, you're just learning a new language of connection.
It's a journey of self-discovery as much as it is a social strategy. Every interaction is an opportunity to practice being the kind of person you'd want to meet. So as we bring this to a close, I want you to think about one interaction you have coming up today. How can you bring just one of these elements, maybe just the eyebrow flash or a moment of deep presence, into that conversation?
Just one small step. That's all it takes to start shifting your frequency. Thank you so much for spending this time with us and for being willing to look inward and grow. You already have everything you need to be magnetic. Now you just have the tools to let it out.
Take a breath, find your center, and go see what happens when you truly show up for the people in your life. It's a pretty incredible way to live. Thanks for listening.